a very common understanding, a very common piece of understanding or factor of understanding, which is that the thing that we are most concerned about from all of the things around us, the thing that we're most worried about is, you can say, our own protection. To have protection, or to be protected, or to be safe. Everybody personally, physically, wants to be safe from illnesses, problems and worries and issues and jinnat, etc. Whatever you want to think about. And then our own items, the things we own, or the people that we know, or the things around us, we want them to be protected. For example, my home, my house, I want it to be safe and protected. I don't want it to be any threat to my house. Or, for example, I have my business, or my shop, or my family, my children. I want everything and everybody to be safe. Obviously, this is a reality that insan, he needs to have protection and safety all the way through life. All the way through life. Without safety, if we don't live in a safe environment, we cannot live a nice, peaceful, tranquil life. And a person tries and makes effort with others. We try to protect our own lives, our bodies, our health, our homes, our house, our family. For example, if I buy a new car, I'll protect it, safeguard it, put an alarm, install an alarm, and lock it, and maybe park it in the garage. Try my best, won't I? I won't just leave it in the street, will I, running with the doors open, oh, come and take it if you want. But despite all of our attempts to safeguard ourselves in all the factors of life, all the walks of life, we're not fully protected. There are losses that we incur on a general, regular basis. Personally, physically, we incur losses. Let's take a look at health. That an illness comes or an injury comes, doesn't matter how much I try to ring fence myself or safeguard myself, but there's only one thing that can protect me. One thing. That when the insan, the human being, when the human being assigns everything to Khaliqi Haqiqi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything in our life becomes protected and safeguarded. My life, my wealth, my children, my home, my wealth, my business. That if I try myself and I think I can protect everything, no. Only one way is there to protect everything in our life, and in only one way can that be done. That when we assign our affairs to Rabbi Haqiqi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything becomes protected and safeguarded. But this point we just don't understand. Yet the penny just doesn't drop, does it, on this point. And when it comes into the protection of Allah, then let's take for example a twig. A twig, a piece of a branch, if it comes into Allah Ta'ala's protection, even of all the gusts and storms in the world come, they cannot move that twig or that piece of branch. But we can make a big, tall building, and the gust of wind comes and it can fall to the ground. Why? Because it's in our protection, isn't it? We think we've safeguarded it. Contingency plans, but Allah says it's not. And if a twig comes in under Allah Ta'ala's protection, nothing can move it. A leaf, the biggest hurricanes and storms, typhoons, tornadoes can come, that leaf will not move because Allah is protecting that leaf. What a big guarantee. Biggest insurance policy. Biggest insurance policy. So, the best insurance policy. So this is something we need to understand. Intricate point. Let's understand it. Let's assign our affairs to Allah subhanahu. And then everything will be protected. Health, money, home, family, house, relatives, relationships, connection. Everything will be smooth. And this point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, via his Habib, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained this to us in the form of a dua. That what can give us protection? How can we be safeguarded and be living a life of safety? How can we ask Allah for protection? For assistance and help. That how can we ensure Allah Ta'ala protects us on everything, on all of our affairs? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in a beautiful and nice way, not directly, rather what did he say? He explained to us by way of asking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And this is the formula that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave to us with a guarantee. With a guarantee. That your everything will become protected. Everything will be protected and nothing will be left discarded. Totally you'll be safe. Everything in this dunya, Allah Ta'ala will take under his protection if you do one action. One action. What is that? What is that action? What do we need to do? That the deen, our deen, in every single way, we need to keep it on the right path. Deen. If we strengthen our deen, our life, our way of life, we correct our deen and strengthen it, islahi deeni, then deen is such a great path, a great assistant that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, that it makes a person protected from all negative things in life. All negative effects. What a great reward Allah has given to the ummah, to each and every one of us, to every individual. And as if a person is not following the path of deen, not taking hold of deen, and then the question cannot arise that that person is safe from anything in the world, or that he's protected from anything. No, it won't be his personal protection. If the person's not on the path of deen, he personally is not protected. If his children are not practicing deen, Islam, then there's no protection. At any time a disaster can occur. At any time a problem can occur. Because that person or those people are not within the protection of Allah. Allah Ta'ala only takes those people under his protection who do amal, practice the deen of Islam. Remember this point. Nothing else can protect us. Nothing. Deen, in the way of life of Islam, Allah Ta'ala has put automatic protection, that Allah Ta'ala protects that person or those people from everything negative in the world. That's how great is the force of deen and Allah's power. But the deen should be the right deen. Yeah, the Islahi deen. Not that I follow the deen that I like. No, what does deen mean? The deen that Allah Ta'ala has prescribed, the hakams of Sharia, Allah Ta'ala's orders from morning till night. Whatever Allah Ta'ala's orders are, that this is how you have to live, this is what you should do and not do, we have to live our lives accordingly. No worries after that. No worries after that. Then there's nothing to worry about after that. Everything will be smooth. Then that person's protected. Today, how big issues we have that confront us, surround us. We have masala. How do I protect this? How do I know this is going to happen? How can I protect myself? There's someone's against me. And how do I protect myself from the hasid, from the envious people and illness and jinn and ghosts and spirits and this and that? Weird occurrences. The question doesn't arise. The person who's on the journey of deen, the question does never arise that that person will have any risk. Allah Ta'ala says, I've eliminated your risk, because deen is a great, great way of life. So everything goes to the side. But it's so sad that Allah's given us the complete deen. It's present, but we don't have yaqeen in the deen of Islam. We don't have any certainty. There are many things we take as assistant in the dunya to assist us, but we never take the assistance of deen Islam. We don't. And those poor souls who do take the assistance of deen of Islam in their lives, that is sad. I'm talking about this day and age, this generation. What is their condition? What is it that surrounds them? Constant criticism. We say they're foolish. You're following Islam. Oh, you're backward. They're rejected in society. Nobody thinks about them. They're looked upon as weak, daif, society-wise, even akal-wise. We say, oh, they're foolish. They have no intellect, no wisdom, no understanding. Yeah, they don't know what they're doing. They're following these old ways and they're just in their trap, vicious cycle. Oh, all they know is how to pray and that's it. Is this the way to live in this day and age, we ask? That there's no value of the person who practices deen. In other words, the person, A, he doesn't practice deen himself, but when he sees other people who are practicing the deen, he criticizes that he or she. And if a person, mashallah, is practicing deen, has the life of deen, then we start criticizing them and joke against them and laugh against them. Isn't this what society does today? Is this not the case? In his own home, he's not got sukoon. And nor outside has he got sukoon. Peace. But subhanAllah, I remember a hadith that we think that this person's foolish and weak and they're lost. Oh, foolish people, what do you know that what assistance has this person taken? He's taken the assistance of that thing that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to us. That your total protection Allah Ta'ala has put in the deen of Islam. All your problems will be solved via deen of Islam. Salah is one arkan of Islam, one pillar. And take salah and see how much enjoyment you get from just praying salah. Forget the rest of the deen for a few seconds. Just take salah. One action. One pillar of the deen. And we try our best that I don't want to pray salah. I don't want salah to come into my home. I want to do what I feel like doing. And I'll try my best that that's it. I want to proceed, progress further than everyone else. Don't tell me what to do. Don't advise me. Everything should be the best for me. I want prosperity. And how can it be I get prosperity through the deen? How can you say practice this? Why do I have to do this? Why am I restricted? We start criticizing. So, this point, we say, oh, that this person, he's following Islam, he's backward, foolish. Once the Prophet ﷺ explained to the Sahaba Ikram, I think it's a hadith in Tabarani, Rasulullah ﷺ said that, shall I tell you how to be the king in Jannah? Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. At least say this on this, or you're sleeping. That the king of paradise, in other words, there will be kings in paradise as well. Imagine this hadith, unique. Unique. What will be the status of those people who are already in paradise? There'll be kings. And the companions, radiallahu anhu, said to the Prophet, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the kings in paradise, who are they? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell you who will be the kings. And they said, oh please, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who will they be? What type of people will they be? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the king of paradise, you will see that. You know, you see the people here in the world who are practicing deen in the world, and after practicing the deen of Islam, people ridicule them, consider them as weak and foolish and backward and illiterate. In every way, they will be criticized, they will have no status in the world, and due to that fear, they won't, those people themselves won't practice the deen. But alhamdulillah, those who are steadfast, who practice the deen, they'll understand that we've heard the hadith, that practicing the deen gives protection, total protection, that these situations that are around us, these are all artificial. This is fake. This is not everlasting. We will get the hisab on the day of judgment. That's what we're preparing for. And the deen of Islam will give me total protection with firmness. That person has got istiqamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Rasulullah was told by Allah that these people, that they who look as weak in society and they're not progressive or modern or advanced, so those who practice the deen, they will be the kings in paradise. Kings. Wow. Subhanallah says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ Allah says in the Quran, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ. Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala says that I have promised to the believers who practice the deen of Islam, both men and women. This is my promise, Allah Ta'ala says. It's my promise. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ I've promised the believers that you will go into Jannah. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, and jannatin tajri min tahtil anhar, both men and women, gardens through which running waters flow, forever they will abide. And Allah says, Subhanallah, jannatin tajri min tahtil anhar khalidina fiha wa masalika tayyibatan, and their palaces, their homes, their mansions, their massive houses that they will live in paradise, their abode where they will live, be so clean and beautiful and pure. And jannatin adan, Allah says that they will have jannati adan. They will have the goodly dwellings in gardens of perpetual bliss. This is the reward. Allah Ta'ala says, Ridwanum min Allahi Akbar. What is the reward Allah will give to these people when they will go into paradise? Those people who practice deen, Islam today in this world. Little bit of a trial, bit of a test, bit of a hard time maybe. Don't go off the track. Don't leave it due to a little bit of pressure. Don't try to follow two parallel paths. A little bit of a test in this world, bit of a test. And the person who follows that test, and that person who crushes his desires and takes a little bit of hardship, will get the reward eternal. What Allah Ta'ala is saying in the Quran, Ridwanum min Allahi Akbar. Allah says that when all the people of paradise will enter to paradise, high class abode, houses, firdaus, somebody will be in Adan, somebody will be in different levels, and Allah will then call out, oh people of paradise, come together, come together. Allah will announce the jannatis will come together. Subhanallah. Then Allah Ta'ala will address them, announce, call to them in the, behind the parda, from behind the veil. Allah will say, oh jannatis, are you happy? Allah will say, oh people of paradise. They will say, labbaik Allah, ya Rabb, labbaik. We are here, we are here, we hear you. And Allah will say, are you happy? Are you tick-tock? Are you fine? Is everything okay? Are you relaxed? They'll say, Allah. These are the words of the hadith. They'll say, Allah, how can it be that we're not happy now? You've given us today that no other creations got from before today. And you've sent us into paradise. And you're asking, are we okay? What is it that you haven't given to us? And if you ask someone at that time when you'll be sat in paradise, the brother, sister, that due to practicing Islam, you left haram, you left unlawful things. Due to practicing deen, you observed parda, hijab. Due to practicing deen, you took the criticism from people. Due to practicing deen of Islam, you left the paths of haram. Will anyone remember in paradise the hardships that he faced in the world? When the rewards of paradise will be confronting us and in our faces, will we remember the darkness, the alleys of this dunya? We used to sit in Bolton and we would practice haram and go towards sin, and our eyes would stray towards the wrong thing. Just control today. Today, the person who crushes his desires today, don't control the nafs, crush the desires today. Today we're living in that day and age that we have to crush the desires, stampede on the crush. The desires, not just control it or stop it for a few seconds. No. We have to crush the desires to get to that maqam of paradise. And very quickly will that time come, that day come. Allah will say, oh people of paradise, Allah, they'll say, Allah, you've given us those things that you give to no makhluk creation before us. Then Allah will address the people of paradise. Oh, my jannati, oh, people of paradise, oh, my servants. I am about to give you something on top of this. They'll say, Allah, you're going to give us more. Allah says, I'll give you something more. Allah, you're going to give us more. Allah says, I haven't given you nothing yet. And they'll say, Allah, there's something left. You're going to give us something more? And I will say, yes, yes, I'm going to give you something else. Allah says, I'm now going to give you such a gift reward that no one ever given today before this today. They'll say, Allah, what is that? Then Allah will say, I am going to give you my rada, my eternal pleasure, my eternal happiness. My rada mandi, ridwanum min Allahi akbar. And after today, your Rabb, your Lord will never be unhappy with you. Never be unhappy with you from after today. Oh, what a reward. What a reward. Just for in this world, a little bit of time, reduce happiness. No, just this world is hardship. Allah Ta'ala said, this is the house of difficulty. The world is a house of difficulty. There's no protection. There are problems. One problem comes before it ends. The next one starts. For example, I make something, I construct something big and it's not protected. And a gust of hurricane comes and it's blown down to the ground. Has it got any value? Is it worth anything? Why do I give my life for these things? Material things. I remember an event. There's a Naqshbandi Sheikh, great pious elder, Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Fatani Ramtray, from his silsila, from a Sheikh from his lineage, Hazrat Khwaja Fakir Muhammad Rahmatullah, and this event is coming between, I just remembered it. And he was walking, and there was a bridge constructed. It was the British Empire at that time. They, mashallah, made strong bridges and whatever else they constructed. So they were crossing that bridge, and the Murid students were there. It was night time. And I'm telling you, a unique event at that time, sort of, what's the value we have for these things, and what's the value in the eye of a fakir? One of the Marid students said, Hazrat, just like someone says in passing, look how easy it is for now to cross this river. It's a strong bridge. It doesn't even shake. One of the students said, it's so strong they made this, it won't even shake. And the river can cross it and hit the pillars and with force. Hazrat stopped and smiled and said, is it? Is it? It's very strong, huh? And there's no way it can ever shake. And he said, maybe in the morning it won't be here. Maybe it won't be here. Maybe it's not strong enough to exist. And that's all he said. And they carried on. In the morning, the news came that there was very strong rain, storm in the night, and that bridge, it disappeared. It was destroyed due to the force of the nature. This is dunya. This is the world we're in. Temporary, doesn't matter what we save, construct, amass. But if it's not under Allah Ta'ala's protection, as I said, that a shack cannot be blown down if it's under Allah's protection. But if somebody is under Allah's protection, then look at the value. Allah says, you'll forget everything in paradise. Allah says, I'm happy with you today. Ridwanum min Allah Akbar. Subhanallah. Thalika huwa al-fawzul azim. Fawzul azim. So this is success, Allah Ta'ala says. Which success are you running after? What are you trying to achieve? What do you consider to be success? Why do you run around left, right, up and down, morning and evening, looking for temporary success? This is not the success. So my brothers, this is the reality of life. We need to understand this quickly. We haven't really understood the benefits of this dunya and the akhirah. We've wasted our time. Allah's deen, let's hold on to the rope of Allah with firmness. Let's take hold of Allah Ta'ala's ahkams, His orders. I say this regularly. And I say this to myself, not to you. I say this to myself, that don't become so much of a fraudster. So much don't try to deceive in this world. So used to sinning that we even forget that we are trying to deceive Allah. We think we're doing this. We forget that we're committing fraud and sins. And we're doing istiza with Allah. And Allah says, do this. And we say, no, we're not going to do this. We'll do how we feel, we say. We'll do how we feel. Allah says, no, make your appearance like this. Your face like this. No, Allah, I want to make my face like this. Allah says, pray salah like this at this time. No, I'll pray now when I want, where I want. We challenge Allah. Allah says, don't keep your house like this. No, I want my house to be like this. I can only do this and that's enough. I can't do more than that. We're challenging Allah. Allah says, do hajj like this. No, I want to do hajj like this because I am like this. This is how I'm going to do things in my life, the way I feel. We're challenging Allah. We're putting barriers up. What type of deen is this? If a person is stubborn in front of Allah, his creator, to come home like this, to speak against Allah like this, then is this a creation of Allah? Allah is saying, deen, I've given you, prescribed to you, given you the framework, prescription, detail. Take hold of the deen. Practice it properly. I've given you everything, A to Z. And it will give you immense benefit. In this world, you'll be protected at peace, content, and you will rise as a king in the hereafter. A king. And Allah says, I'll give you such strength in the dunya, like I've told you, like that fakir had. As a Khwaja sahab, Khwaja Fakir Ahmed sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi. Then when he turned, he said, you call this strong? Here, look in the morning and see. It won't even be there. We won't know what's happening. That from Allah, the raindrops will come and that's it. The whole sign of that won't even be there. There will be nothing to see. So this is our everything in our world is similar to that. There's only one thing, one insurance policy, one protection. Take hold of the deen of Islam. Practice it properly, be sincere. Even if you think there's loss, there's no loss. Shaitan shows us loss. Oh, the Quran tells us this. When you practice Islam, when you make a decision based on Islam, on the standard of Islam, then Shaitan will come and whisper in our ears, no, don't do this, now you're going to lose out, money, you're going to lose your status, you're going to be laughed at. Remember one thing, clearly, protected is only that person who is practicing deen of Islam. Only that home is protected, which is existent upon the deen, the platform of deen, in that home where there's deen. Only those children are protected who are practicing deen, doing amal on deen. Remember these points. Only those people are under the protection of that house, the children, those human beings, those individuals, those people who are with firmness, steadfast on the deen, they can consider that I am under the protection of Allah. Otherwise, jinn, ghost, evil, magic, every second it can take an effect. We see as the generation continues and the years continue, these things, evil will continue. And a person is trapped. And then these jinnat make us do shirk, and go towards the rejection of Allah. And this will continue to increase. Because in that home and family where there's no deen, then all of the evil effects will take effect. These things will amass and collect together. And if I think I'm practicing deen in my house and the rest of my family and relatives are not following Islam, it's like a jungle. There's no shara, there's no law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no practice. Then how can we be saved from the problems? Allah is explaining. Then we get scared. Now there's a chance. Fine, let's go home, let's purify our home. Fair enough, you want to make your house refresh, spring clean, change the wallpaper, change the carpet, give adhan 3 days, purify the house, make it clean and pure, and start practicing the deen of Allah. And all the children at home start praying salah, and follow sharia, make your form, your appearance, make your libas, your attire, your face, and pray salah on time, and halal rizq, and you see how Jannah will come to you with the fadl of Allah. Paradise will come in the house. You'll have no problems, no worries, no distresses, no concerns. All worries will come out of your mind. All of the argument will finish. And all the problems and difficulties, they will leave your house from outside. Yes, the angels will be there protecting you. They'll be guarding your house. Allah's angels will be rotating around your house. They'll be protecting your house. And all the family members will be living in the house. The children, they will be protected. The mother, father, children, everybody will be at peace. But if we don't take the deen, if we leave the deen, then no protection will come to us. Totally understand this point. This is 150% the decision of the Quran. There's wahid, one deen. Allahumma aslah deeni alladhi wa asmahu. Allah Ta'ala says, the true, proper, pure deen, O Allah, make us deendar. Allah's Nabi says, asked us to us, O Allah, give us the pure, true deen, make us those who practice the deen, and give us your deen as practice in our life, so that we are protected in the world, so we are saved. So otherwise we will be destroyed. We will lose out in this world and the hereafter. Subhanallah. What formulas, what prescription the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given to us, explained to us. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to do amal on this. Ameen.